The Athlete CEO Podcast. Let's go. So, born in Auckland, raised in West Auckland, spent the first 12 years of my life in the 09 before moving down to the 04 in Wellington, did all my high school years there, and then moved back to Auckland when I finished high school, and then started my my professional, I guess, sports career out of by accident, really.
Deploying those natural talents by accident, right?
Yeah. Well, that's it, right? That's it was never my dream as a kid growing up, but just fell into it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So what was your first professional contract?
With the Canberra Raiders. So I just finished high school, moved back to Auckland, and connected back with my best mate who I grew up with. And he was playing league. Said, man, come down, give it a crack. And by the end of that year, I signed a 2-year contract with the Canberra Raiders. So moved to Canberra at the end of 1999 as an 18-year-old.
Wow, how was that? How was that as a kid in Canberra at 18?
It was a huge culture shock in regards to like. Because I got over there in November, towards the end of November. And I remember thinking, why is the grass brown, burnt? Like there was no, you know, when you come from New Zealand, everything's luscious and green. And I'm like, what is going on here? It was a bit of a struggle at the start. But sort of, I was lucky that there were a few other, I guess, Kiwi boys that were there as well. Sort of took me under their wing, which made it a lot easier.
Nice. And where did you move on to after that?
Opportunity came up for me to come back home, so I stayed 2 years at Canberra before coming back to New Zealand, and I signed with the Warriors. That was awesome. Now I was back home, playing sport and being around family and friends. I was still filthy on them that they didn't offer me a contract before Canberra because I didn't want to go, but hey, you know.
You had to prove yourself first.
That's it. So it all worked out at the end.
Nice. Your first year at the Warriors at the time.
So tell you about my first year at the Warriors.
No, I was a season ticket holder when you were playing your first year at the Warriors. So we met. We met a long time ago.
Oh, wow. And my first year at the Warriors was the year we made the grand final.
Yeah.
So that was a really, really good year for the club, not for me, I guess. I was struggling a bit trying to make that star-studded squad, that starting 17.
Yeah. And as you went along your athlete journey, like, you know, because I think that you're very open about the mistakes you've made and you know, the missteps and the upsides and the downsides.
Yeah.
What were your biggest learnings as a young man going into that world, a world that you didn't expect to be in? Like what habits would later turn out to be not good for you?
How long have we got?
Well, you wrote a book on it, so quite long.
Well, yeah. Man, I guess I'm quite impatient. I'm a person that wants like something straight away. So and when I look back on it now, I think that played a huge part because if I wanted something, I'd have it straight away. And when you're a professional athlete and you've got a lot of disposable income at 20, 21 years of age, it's like you're just sitting on the couch because, oh, I want that. And you just go get it. And so that sort of habit, And at the same time, I really used that profile. Like, I hated waiting in line, so I'd always cut lines when I where I could. Hi, yes, that's yes, it's me. Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah. You know that, and so that sort of thing. I guess another habit was, money. I guess, you know, didn't grow up with much, so when I came into it, I sort of went a bit silly. Oh, I shouldn't say silly. I actually, I had no idea what I was doing.
And when you observe, you know, you spend a lot of time with athletes these days, which we'll get into soon. Do you observe that there's support structures around, you know, especially young athletes to help them make those good decisions? Because, I mean, there's been a lot of high profile people, you know, even older guys and girls, get themselves into trouble with a lot of those same issues. Like, are there structures?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think from what I've seen, they do have the structures there, but I think in terms of actually how athletes can engage in it is where the missing link is. There's definitely stuff there for them, but I think it needs to be tailored a bit more. But also, trying to get athletes to engage in money management and all this other stuff is a totally different ball game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So after you left the Warriors, where'd you go?
So I went and spent 2 years at the Cowboys up in far north Queensland in Townsville. It's funny because throughout playing at the Warriors, the Cowboys, if you had said I was going to play for the Cowboys, like seriously, that's the last place I think anyone playing the NRL would want to go back then, because one, you know, they weren't going too well, and two, it's just up in Townsville. There's nothing there. So, but that, you know what, that was awesome. I had a really, really great time up there. And I got to experience a really good atmosphere and be around some footy boys who just actually love to play the game.
Nice. Nice. And then you jumped on a jet plane, right?
Yes. Jumped on a jet plane over to the UK. Played for a team called Castleford Tigers up there in the north of England. It was
not many West Auckland boys in the north of England.
No, there isn't. But it wasn't too bad for me because my uncle actually lived in Coventry, so in the Midlands. And so I used to go and visit him as much as I could. It was only about an hour and a half drive. Cool. So he played professional rugby and his last team was Coventry, and then he ended up staying there. But it was good having him there.
And when you were in the UK, you became a bit notorious. What happened?
Yes, I did. I got into an altercation at a nightclub.
What was the name of the nightclub?
What was it? Was it Big? Oh, what's it called?
It's Big Boys.
Big Boys. Yes, Big Boys.
It's a serious issue that is defining your career, but every time I talk about it, I can't help it.
That's all right, because looking back on it, I can laugh now. So yeah, Big Boys and Pontefract. But it was funny, leading up to that, it was a Tuesday, right? It was a Tuesday and we're having some drinks. And I remember my cousin was saying, man, you don't want to go there. And I was like, you know, when you're charged up and everyone else is leaving the house party, you want to kick on. I was like, that was the only place. I was like, no, I'll be sweet. Next minute. got into trouble. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the beginning of the end, right? Of your professional sports career.
Yeah. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
By that time. Yeah. And even, just going over to England was almost like, well, there's nothing else, and this is the only offer that's there. If there was no offer after the Cowboys, I was pretty much done.
Yeah. So let's fast forward to this year, because it's been a huge year for you on many levels. We first kind of connected very late last year.
Yeah.
You told me about a little idea you had. That was called Athlete Empire. So at the time, what was Athlete Empire? What 10 months ago, what was it?
Oh, man. Yeah, so where do we start? I guess if we take it a bit further back, Athlete Empire was just, you know, a program that I developed for professional athletes to help them try and maximize and leverage, right, opportunities by utilizing their story and experience and knowledge. And I launched it just over 2 years ago, and it launched with a massive ass thump, right? Nothing. And then I remember thinking, no, I'm done. This is it, right? And then we jumped on and we had a chat, and then that sort of sparked it up to where 10 months ago, I went from going at it again. And yeah, I guess within the first month, I had was fortunate enough to get a few players on board, I think about three, to now where we are, we're working with 10. So, and it's been amazing. It's been a journey, but it's also been awesome. Because I could tell you now, had we not had that chat, James, there would be no Athlete Empire where we are right now.
That makes me feel good, because when, you know, I made you come to Bali in February this year.
Yes.
I said, you're coming because you need to make this thing a reality. And you were doing some business coaching at the time. You had the business in Aussie. But when I heard you describe what you wanted to do and what you believed in, you know, Everything changes when you start talking about what you believe athletes can become.
Yeah.
And there's that strong driver in you that I heard and saw. It's like, this thing has to come alive, no matter what. This is your vision. It's your, you know, your passion is enabling these guys to guys and girls to be frank, not make some of the same mistakes you've made, but really step into the opportunities that they've created for themselves in relatively short careers, build wealth, build influence, you know, build IP, and put those things out into the world. And it's playing out. So what's Athlete Empire today? Because you've got quite the roster of names we all know.
Yeah, man. So Athlete Empire today, it's a platform. Right. We're creating this platform, and it's funny because I actually just was messaging one of our players who's going to join us.
There's a few people we can't talk about right now, right?
Yeah. There's a few people that we can't sort of share, but you know, and then they messaged me back after I sort of shared what it is that we do, and the first thing this person said was, "This is crazy. There's nothing like this for us." All right. Yeah. And so I was like, well, dude, we're here. this is why we created it. And so it's this whole world that I guess I was exposed to a few years ago, and that we both know that exists around entrepreneurship and personal development, the way that this whole environment is changing. These players have no idea about that stuff, which is why I've when I first launched it, was really trying to get them to see that. Now it's like, it's crazy.
It's interesting as well, isn't it? Because the kind of zeitgeist, and you know, everyone sees athletes as brands, but really brands have used athletes in many ways, you know, and traditional routes of sponsorship and those kind of things.
Yeah.
But what you're really doing is showing these people, because you are showing them, you're not just telling them, you're showing them that they are their own brand, that they have their audience, they have their raving fans, and these people are hungry for more of them, for their knowledge, for their journey, for their story, for their help, for their expertise, for their skills, because these people have reached the pinnacle of their chosen career. They've deployed their natural talents, but they worked their ass off to get there, right? And that's worth something in this world today, because we can share our skills, knowledge, and expertise. And I just love what you've built, because you truly see it as a platform to enable these people. Let's be honest, this market, the sporting market, is full of people traditionally who have used these athletes, not enabled them. Yeah. And you have set out to change that. Right, because you are empowering them rather than enslaving them. That's my word. You didn't say that. I said that these people are enslaving.
No, and you're,
because you opened my eyes. Right. I had no idea, and I'm privileged to be inside and shared, and help you along this journey. And and some of these athletes just have amazing IP that you see, that I see, that everybody wants. But when you have educated me on the workings of the sporting market. And I'm in a different world, because we enable people, and that's what Athlete Empire does, right? It's it really enables them and allows them to step into the magic that they've created through their careers, and then continue to do that past their playing days.
Yeah, and that is the key, continuing to do it past their playing days. And so for me, I remember when I was when I first sort of launched it 2 years ago, one of the I guess catch cry or phrase that I come up with was "the dream never ends." All right. And the reason I come up with that is because I truly believe in it, is that for these athletes, that the dream never ends means, just because you'll finish your sporting career, it's actually, let's get excited now, because now you're not, it's almost like you're not restricted anymore. And so for me, and sort of being able to build out this vision and follow through it and enable, like you said, these athletes, it's so rewarding and so fulfilling. But when you see them, when you see it make sense to them, and then they start engaging and following through, man, it's awesome, right? It's awesome. And I guess one of the exciting things that I love with the current, I guess, player cohort that we have, is they're not really driven, or they weren't attracted to Athlete Empire purely for the money. It was they knew that they had so much value away from their sport. They just wanted to know how to develop that, how to bring that out, and then deliver it. So,
yeah. So, do you want to talk about Ken? You know what he's done in terms of what you've ignited there, because that's something that we can talk about. So
Ken was one of the, I guess, first athletes that jumped on board when we relaunched. And the biggest thing for Ken was that he has this passion to share his story, and I guess to be a speaker, and he wants to mentor young aspiring athletes. So we were able to work with Ken and pulling that message out, and that message is all framed around performance, which is how to develop a professional athlete mindset. And this has all come off the back of Ken. And then just seeing the growth within him and delivering his message, it's just been, phenomenal. And now we're talking with the high school to implement Ken's mentoring program next year. And so, this is something that Ken has really wanted to push and do. And so we're happy that we're able to enable him to do that, but also assist him and making those connections and helping him with the delivery of that. So, performance is just going to get bigger and bigger. How big it wants to get is obviously up to Ken, and we'll be there to support him.
Beautiful. Yeah, once you get the mentorship bug, it's hard to let go when you can uplift other people, right, with just your words and your knowledge.
There's so many positive outcomes, I guess, in regards to well-being, right? You know, giving back, especially for our athletes. It gives them that sense of meaning and fulfillment to be able to make a difference, you know, make an impact. And I guess what we add on the back of that is also, you know, make an income.
Yeah, happy byproduct.
That's it. It's a happy byproduct for sure.
Yeah, I think it's much needed as well, because I mean, many events around, you know, alcohol and behavior have probably put a lot of athletes painted as not good role models in certain cases and in limited cases. But the, you know, you're enabling these people to be the role models they want to be. You're providing a platform to be that, because every single one that we've come into contact with has that strong desire to give back to their people, right?
Yeah. And it's so awesome, because, you know, getting them engaged in this, they're even though they may not see themselves as leaders, but they are, right? And they're just stepping into it. And so the more athletes that we can assist and enable to do this, it's better for the community, for the families, for the fans, and also they're empowering and inspiring their teammates as well, which is, you know, that's an awesome, I guess, byproduct of some of the work that we do with these athletes.
Yeah. Love it, man. Love it. And you're sharing your wisdom a little bit more with your new podcast as well. Tell us about that. We'll link it up below.
Yeah. So it's crazy, because just seeing the momentum over the last probably couple of months, and I'm like, okay, how can I keep delivering value? They want more. They want more. And so with athletes and sort of how we're building our athlete empire, the biggest thing that I wanted to do was accessibility. Right, of content, of mentorship, and they're busy. Everyone, you know, sort of knows that. And so being able to make it accessible for them anytime, any place, the podcast idea come up. And the name of the podcast is called The Athlete CEO. Right? And because I was really trying to think of a name that could probably, you know, encapsulate what we're trying to build. And the Athlete CEO just came up because if you think of a CEO of a company, you know, they're the top person. Right? And for a lot of our athletes, they need to start putting on the CEO hat and start thinking like one. They're the top person, and they need to start driving that, you know, steering the ship, taking ownership. And so understanding that, you know what, if you want to be the athlete CEO, we've got all this great content and information that can assist you in becoming one.
Love it. Yeah, you're a business model of the times, right? Give before you receive, and create the value, and everybody shares in the upside.
That's it. It's so true, right? It really is. It's give value, give, and everyone wins.
Nice. So what's next for Athlete Empire? Can you let us in on some secrets?
Okay, so what's next? Well, we've got a project that we're about to launch with one of our athletes. This is something that we're really excited about. And I know the athlete is super, super excited about something that's probably hasn't been done before. That's pretty much all I could really try and share at this moment in time. I'm just counting down. We're counting down, I guess, to that as well. One of our other athletes has launched his media agency, Jordan Kahu, yesterday, man. And just seeing that blow up, right, on social media, with everybody sharing and congratulating him and championing him, just seeing Jordan do that, and seeing other athletes now can see what's possible, right?
Yeah.
They can start to see, like, man, this is far, if Jordan can do it, you know? And so that's been awesome. I've been working with Jordan for a little while now, and just seeing him do that. And he's just so gifted and talented in that area as well.
He is. He really is. He really is. I think, you know, combining those, there's nothing more satisfying people seeing people step into their skills, their talents, their vision, because everyone earned them, you know, in the trenches of life, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, with the athletes there, you're enabling and painting them a vision that they can, you know, they can keep being the thing they want to be. They can keep, you know, promoting those natural talents, whether they're you know, a big multi-million dollar athlete, or, you know, someone who's struggled and ground their way to the top and maybe not even made a massive income from it. They earned their place there, right? They earned their place through work, through all the things. And watching these guys step into it and watching you step into it is magical.
Yeah, it is. And I love it because, you know, I always share with our athletes and even across social media that, you know, the value that you actually have away from your sport is humongous, right? Yeah. It's huge. Everybody obviously sees them for the value that they can offer in their chosen sport. But what I really love is getting them to see the value away from it and what they have. You know, I always talk about the 10,000 hours around being an expert in something. And I always share this conversation with athletes is that it didn't start when you signed your first professional contract. It started the moment you picked up a footy. It started the moment you picked up the golf club or the tennis racket, right at 6, 7 years of age. That's when your journey started. And taking that, and then when I share it in that context, athletes like, you're right. And I was like, I know. That's why you are here, and 98% of those who tried aren't. Yeah. So own that. You've earned the right to own that value.
Yeah, and I'd just like to tack on that it's not just athletes, it's everybody.
Yeah.
If you've done something, you have skills, experience, knowledge, and passion, you are sitting on so much more value than you think.
Yeah.
And what would you say to people who, you know the path they want to take, but haven't stepped into it? Because now you've stepped into it, and watching it unfold has been a privilege. Like, what would you say to people who know their vision, but they're following a different path?
Yeah. What would I say to those? I guess if I look at it from what I do, because had we not spoken, James, again, Athlete Empire wouldn't be here. And so the way that I look at it is this: every second of every minute of every day that you don't step into that vision, you keep your future people that you serve waiting. And had I not done this, I would have kept athletes waiting and waiting and waiting. So if that vision is big enough and you really have that heart to serve and make a difference, right, just take, all you need to do is just take that first step. But if you don't, you're just going to keep on keeping those people that you want to serve and you know you can help. They're just going to keep waiting until you do.
Hopefully it's one day.
Yeah.
Wise words, my friend, wise words. Well, it's been a privilege watching you go along. Let's pimp your podcast, because I think you are having conversations that don't just benefit athletes. I think they benefit everybody.
Yeah.
About thinking about the value that you're really sitting on, and watching you step into it and watching your athletes step into it is magical and a privilege. And there's a lot more to come from your little corner, some pretty soon too. So, thanks. Thank you for sharing your journey, my brother. And we'll probably check in again maybe end of the year, because there'll be some real stuff to talk about again. New stuff, always new and exciting.
Yes, there will be, man. And I can't wait. And also, again, thanks a lot, James, for igniting this 10 months ago. And man, I'm just really grateful. And something that I want to, I guess, share is when you shared it just recently on social media around let vision drive you. And that's so true for me, is let the vision drive you, because that's exactly how I'm able to move forward, is I'm letting that vision drive me, so, which is awesome.
Yeah, man. I just make the toolbox. You do the hard work and swing in the tools. So you do the hard work. So honored to be on the journey with you.
Cool. Me too. Thanks, man.
Thanks, bro.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for lending me your ear. If you got value out of that, please follow, subscribe, and also share this episode, and head over to athleteempire.co.nz, subscribe to our newsletter, and start to be part of this awesome community of athletes who want to be able to not only give back, but start turning their passions outside of sport into a profession and start generating a profit. Now is the time to be your athlete CEO.